purpose of this study was to examine the attitudes of physical therapy students toward chiropractic. And before I go on, I want to tell you the quick study as the quick story as a good qualitative researcher would about why I did this study. I teach in Ithaca College's PT program as a registered nurse, and as Paul Doherty would say, I teach the warm, fluffy courses. So I teach psychosocial issues of patient care. I teach case studies, clinical teaching and learning, and one cold course, research methods. And in this, when I was teaching psychosoc, the students, I had Paul come and speak, and I asked him, I called him and said, can you come and talk to my class about alternative and complementary medicine? And Paul said, sure, but are you sure you want me to come? And I said, well, why wouldn't I? He said, I just wanted to ask. And I said, okay. This is my first semester teaching there. So I brought Paul in. He lectured for 2 hours. My students were doing reflective journals at that point, and I got some really nasty journals back that week. And I read them, and I couldn't quite understand. So I went back to class the next week, and I said, what happened last week? And they said, Dr. Dimitrov, why would you ever have a chiropractor come and talk in a PT program? And I further didn't understand that, so I talked to them some more and understood that there were tensions between the PT students and the chiropractor that came. Now, they thought he was a really nice guy, but he was still a chiropractor. So what I decided to do was to look at the literature, and in the literature, first of all, there's a lack of literature about this relationship and tension. However, the literature goes back to 1987, about 20 years back, that says that there is a tension between the two professions, and we continue to explore this. And I'm not going to read you all the literature, but it's there, or lack thereof. Now, one of the studies that was done was using grounded theory and qualitative research, and this study that I'm doing did not use grounded theory as the framework. We just used narrative and descriptive qualitative interviews. However, as I said, the attitudes, some of the attitudes may be attributed to the lack of knowledge between the professions, and that's something that we wanted to look at to decide why do these issues exist? Okay, so what we did was we did a naturalistic inquiry, qualitative research. We designed semi-structured interviews and used constant comparative analysis. So we took the first interview and compared it to the second, the first two compared it to the third, and so on and so forth. And human subjects approval was obtained through Ithaca College in April of 2006. These are the interview questions that we used with the PT students. And we talked to them about what experiences have you had with physical therapy, and that included personal experiences. Had they ever been treated by a PT prior to coming into the program? We asked them if they had any personal experiences with chiropractic. We talked to them about why they chose PT as their field of study. We wanted to explore what information they had received in their curriculum about physical therapy and also in the curriculum about chiropractic. We asked them who influenced their perspective on PT and also who influenced their perspective on chiropractic. And we had quite a bit of information when we finished the interviews. There were 36 students altogether. They were graduate master's students in the PT program. 28 of them were female, 8 were male, and their ages were 22 and 23. 34 of them were European American. We had one Hispanic American and one Korean American, and this program is very much European American, your middle class to upper class student. And these are the themes that emerged from the data. 5 themes emerged. The first one was about the influence of family and friends. The second one was chiropractic as a temporary fix. The third one was lack of information. The fourth was difference in treatment goals between PT and chiropractic. And the fifth goal was that the PT curriculum that they were currently involved in produced negative attitudes. Okay, so the first one was regarding the influence of family and friends. And what we found was that a lot of the PT students had had family or friends that had seen a chiropractor, and they loved the chiropractor. They went back often, and these are some of the quotes. I think that's why I can see why people go to it, chiropractic, and from hearing positives from family and friends as well. I work with a girl who waits tables, too. She went to a chiropractor and practically swears by it, says the chiropractor changed her life. And the last one, probably knowing what I know from my friend who's studying chiropractic right now, has the most influence on my attitude about chiropractic. The next theme, too, was chiropractic is a temporary fix, and what they thought was that PTs work on a big picture and see the big picture, and chiropractic is, you just go in there, like this first quote, you go to a chiropractor, they might crack your back, and yeah, it feels good, but they're not really solving the problem. It's just I was just always under the impression that they aren't going to do anything to really fix it. I feel like it's a one-time thing. It's not like physical therapy where if you treat someone, you give them exercises so they don't come back with the same problem. And another said, I guess I kind of saw chiropractic being a more short-term fix, if at all. The third theme was lack of information, and this divided into two smaller categories. One was lack of information about chiropractic in the coursework, and the other was lack of personal experience with chiropractic. We had a couple classes that touched on the issue, not a great deal. Mostly group presentations and one presenter, but not much detail at all, I felt. Now, this is interesting. The students had my class the semester before we did this research, and most of them did not remember Paul coming to class to speak. When they had these, well, that's not about Paul. Maybe it is. Sorry. But what they were saying was that they didn't remember, and we had this big hoo-ha in the class that took me three classes to process through with them, and they didn't remember. And it may very well have been because he talked about alternative and complementary medicine rather than chiropractic specifically. So when I got this data and I read these interviews and we asked them that question, not many of them mentioned it. Some of them said we've not had anything from chiropractic, which I thought was interesting. So part of the limitation, I guess, would be recall. But the second half of lack of information is lack of personal experience with chiropractic. I've had no experience with chiropractic. I've never been to one. I've never worked with one, and I've never referred to anybody. And the last one is I've never been, and I don't really know too much about it, to be honest. Now, the other interesting thing is I taught this course, I think, three semesters in a row, and during this first class, I offered students extra credit to go and spend a day in the clinic with Paul. And only two students out of the three groups took me up on that offer. So they weren't even interested when offered the opportunity, including extra credit. So that was pretty interesting. Difference in treatment goals. Physical therapy takes a treatment approach that is much more involving patient education, home exercise, and a lot more responsibility given to the patient. And chiropractics do a more quick, I'm going to fix you and you're going to feel better. PT is more movement analysis, and then chiropractors tend to focus in on the spine and how to crack it to make it feel better. Chiropractic is more of an acute kind of thing. You're dealing with manipulations and stuff like that, whereas PT is more long-term strengthening, long-term stretching. And then the fifth theme is that the PT curriculum produced negative attitudes. I've gotten more inflection from our professors, and you can tell who likes chiropractic and who doesn't, and who's had good experiences and bad experiences. And overall, I think the program has shown a negative view of chiropractors, and I think I've internalized that a little bit. All I can really remember is one lecture we had during our spine class. Basically, the gist that I took away from it, the lecture, was that chiropractors do everything that we do and get paid more money. It was very negative. The class was angry upon leaving. Okay, so what are the conclusions? The conclusions that we came up with were the majority of participants had exposure to chiropractic through friends and family, not their own personal. The majority of the participants reported that chiropractic was a temporary fix. PT students had limited information in their coursework as well as their own personal experiences. PT students perceived major differences in treatment goals between PT and chiropractic. and the information that they received in their curriculum resulted in negative attitudes among the students. So my recommendations for future, and you may offer some recommendations also when we have questions and answers, PT programs may want to consider including more information in the curriculum, in their professional curriculum about chiropractic, since they are, one of the things I talked to the students about was that you're working with the same populations of people, so wouldn't you want to work closely with the other healthcare providers? And the only way that I could understand this for myself is, I'm a registered nurse, and I also have a PhD in health education. And when I went to my into my doctoral program, I remember sitting in one of my classes, and the faculty member said to me, because I introduced myself as a nurse, she said, if you want to be a nurse, then go back to New York. If you want to be a health educator, then stay here. Because if you're a health educator, you're a health educator, you're no longer a nurse. And those two fields compete. So I understand that tension between health educators and registered nurses. We're vying for similar jobs. Usually the RNs win because having a health educator is a luxury, so to speak, and RNs can do more than a health educator. So I understand the tension from that perspective. But when I was talking to one of my faculty members, my colleagues, I said to him, well, what do you think about putting some more information about chiropractic in the curriculum? And he said, Linda, there are so many other things that we need to include in the curriculum that have to get cut out for lack of time. Why would we waste time talking about chiropractic when we have more significant issues to discuss? The other recommendations is there should be more opportunities for physical therapy students to experience chiropractic, either to go and sit in a clinic with a chiropractor, to be adjusted, to have more information. The other thing that we want to look at, and we started to look at this, was faculty members may want to evaluate their own beliefs about chiropractic and how they present this information to students and what impact their own personal or professional beliefs have on students. One of the things I said to the students initially was, well, aren't there enough patients to go around? It's not like there are five patients and you're all needing this as a payment source. There are hundreds or thousands or I don't even know how many people that require both services, so why the fight? So that's why I don't know if there should be any negative information that's given to the students and how that impacts them is important. So last semester we did do a study and we did interview, I think, 12 faculty members about their attitudes related to chiropractic, and I can present that next year. Students may want, because I need a larger N for it to be significant in qualitative terms. Students may want to evaluate their own beliefs regarding chiropractics, how these beliefs were formed, and how they're projected in professional settings. How do they deal with people or colleagues? And the curricula should include discussions and information on interdisciplinary professional relationships. And I think that was the key point, is working together, collaborating, and for successful relationships and to help our patients most importantly. So future research, I would be interested to see what chiropractic students think about PT, and we haven't done that yet, and that maybe that's for 2 years from now. I want to examine more about the professors that I work with, their attitudes toward chiropractic. Interestingly enough, we are a split campus. I'm in the Rochester satellite of Ithaca College, so we interviewed faculty members on the Ithaca campus so that there wouldn't be any kind of, what can I say? We didn't want any difficulty with human subjects, or the students would still be seeing their faculty members in classes where I work. So we interviewed professors that they wouldn't be speaking with or wouldn't be grading them, so they could freely talk and interview them. So we may want to examine the faculty members that I work with also. Examine the extent to which professors have an influence on their students' belief, and I think that's pretty powerful, thinking back to my own education and even remembering that story as though it were yesterday, this professor who I became very close with as my career went on in my doctoral program, but I remember her saying to me, if you want to be a nurse, then go home. And that was pretty significant to me, because I will always be a nurse. And then the last thing is to create a quantitative questionnaire to using our themes that we got from this study about the PT students' attitudes toward chiropractic to have a larger sample size.